It'd just be Ashwatthama. Do you believe in this existence? Comment below. The betrayal of Karna, a king without a kingdom. Karna was known for his generosity. But did you know it was also his greatest curse? Before the Kurukshetra war, Indra, disguised as a Brahmin, approached Karna and begged for his divine armor and earrings, his only protection in battle. Karna, true to his nature, ripped off his golden armor from his skin and gifted it without hesitation. The next day, Karna faced Arjun in a fierce duel. His chariot got stuck in the mud, and as he struggled to lift, he remembered his teacher's curse. When you need your skills the most, you will forget them. Arjun, following Krishna's command, shot a divine arrow, killing Karna in an instant. Karna was not defeated by strength, but by fate itself. His loyalty, generosity, and righteousness, everything was used against him. Do you think Karna deserved his fate? Tell me in the comments. The woman who defeated Bhishma. Bhishma was undefeated warrior of Mahabharata, had a secret weakness, one he never spoke about. Years before the war, he abducted three princesses, Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika, to marry his stepbrother. But Amba loved someone else. She begged Bhishma to let her go, but he refused, betrayed and humiliated. Amba, sore revenge, gained a boon from Lord Shiva and was reborn as Shikhandi, a warrior. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Bhishma saw Shikhandi and refused to fight, knowing she was once a woman. That moment, Arjuna struck him with arrows, piercing him into a bed of pain. The undefeated warrior had finally fallen, not by strength, but by fate and justice. This proves that sometimes revenge is more powerful than even the greatest warriors. Do you think Bhishma was right to follow his vow? Comment your thoughts. The secret of Krishna's death, a hunter's arrow. Krishna, the divine strategist, guided the Pandavas to victory. But did you know his own death was predicted? After the war, Gandhari, in her grief, cursed Krishna. Just as my sons died, your entire Yadav clan will destroy itself. Years later, Krishna's people fought among themselves and wiped each other out. Heartbroken, Krishna went to meditate under a tree. At that moment, a hunter named Jara saw his moving foot and mistook it for a deer. He shot an arrow, piercing Krishna's foot, the only vulnerable part of his body. As Jara ran to apologize, Krishna smiled. "It was destined," he said, and left his mortal body. The man who guided destiny itself, in the end, was defeated by destiny.